This meeting of the Santa Claus County Board of Supervisors will now come to order. Please rise for a salute to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, this is the time in our meeting for public comment for anybody in the audience who wishes to address this board on an item that is not on the agenda. I do not have any requests to speak, but if anybody would like to address the board on a non-agenda item, please come to the podium, state your name for the record. Okay, seeing none, we'll move to the consent calendar. Does any member of this board wish to pull an item from the consent calendar? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve this consent calendar. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion's been made by Supervisor Montieth and seconded by Supervisor Grover to approve the consent calendar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's carried 5-0. We will now move to agenda item C2. Approval of the Supplemental Transportation and Development Act claim for the fiscal years 2008-2009.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doring. I'm Matt Machado, Director of Public Works. Let me get my PowerPoint up and moving here. I see that at least 3 minutes I have to take here for our public hearing. I may take a little longer, though, so bear with me. So this evening we have in front of you a supplemental claim for TDA. TDA was developed in 1971, provides funding for transit and non-transit operations. The TDA is developed through two sources, through LTF, which is a 0.25 cent general sales tax collected statewide, and STA funding, which is a statewide sales tax on gasoline and diesel tax. LTF is distributed to our region based upon the sales tax that we generate, and STA is distributed to our region based upon a formula. That formula is a combination of population and the revenues we generate through our transit operators. LTF does have funding restrictions. It is primarily for transit purposes, but any excess funds can be used for local streets and roads, construction and maintenance. The allocations are by STANCOG according to our adopted cost-sharing agreement. The revenues are estimated and prepared by STANCOG, and at a certain point during the fiscal year or after the fiscal year, there is a reconciliation to be completed, and that's the supplemental claim process. Here's a table of some historical revenues. From 04, 05, all the way through 08, 09, which is the subject of the board item tonight. Typically, the claim process occurs during the fiscal year where the revenues are collected. For the most part, claims are submitted between the periods of October through May during that same fiscal year, and they do operate on the same fiscal year that we operate on, July through June. And some years, because of the claim being earlier in the fiscal year, there has to be a supplemental submitted at the end of the fiscal year, just after, actually. And that's the case this year. So 08-09, we submitted our claim earlier in the year for nearly $1.2 million. And after revenues were completely received, after the fiscal year closed, there's a supplemental item, which is before you this evening at $343,000. Here's a different way to look at the historical revenues. You can see that the claim is in blue and the red is the supplemental amount. You can see in 06-07 there was no supplemental, and the reason that was because the claim actually occurred late enough in the year where the revenue matched the claim amount because it was a known quantity at that point. Another point to point out here is the 9-10 fiscal year. We are not claiming any monies in the 9-10 fiscal year for streets and roads. We've actually budgeted a zero amount. This is due to the state economics, the state budget. They've taken STA portion away. LTF does exist, but with our expanded transit services that we're currently discussing, we feel that there will be no money left for streets and roads, so we've taken the conservative approach and budgeted in our 9-10 fiscal year a zero amount for LTF for streets and roads. Here it is in our road operations budget, so you can see the magnitude of LTF revenues in relation to our total operations budget for roads. You can see that historically LTF revenues have been in that 1.2 to over $2 million per year compared to our total budget of around $14, $15 million. You can also see that 9-10, we've budgeted zero LTF for our total budget. To address this zero budget and this future of LTF money, we have employed a 5-year budget strategy, and that's not necessarily part of the supplemental item, but I felt it worthy to share with the board this evening so that in the future you'll understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. It's not just because of the LTF reductions for streets and roads, but there's other monies that are going to be reduced in the future, such as Prop 1B. That money dries up in the fiscal year 11-12. Based upon these projected lower revenues, in fact zero revenues for LTF and Prop 1B, our 5-year budget strategy is to accommodate a 15% reduction in revenues. We envision to meet this reduction through attrition of staff, so the result will be 15% reduction in staffing levels, but just through attrition, and that will be over a 3 to 5 year term. The way we plan to address this lower staff level is to continue to define our core services, really focus on what Public Works does, to continue to define that and hopefully reduce some costs. And also, are looking at consolidation, and what that means is to improve our staff efficiencies. We're looking at consolidating duties and staff people into one location. And that's an item that we'll bring before you once we have a clear plan and clear direction. So with that, staff recommendations this evening are to approve fiscal year 2008-2009 for the TDA supplemental claim, to authorize Director of Public Works to execute and submit the claim to STANCOG, and to direct the auditor controller to make the necessary budget adjustments. And with that, ask for any questions.
If there are any questions, Mr. Machado. Did such a good job explaining that there aren't any questions. Well, what would the board like to do with this item?
I'd like to move approval of the item as per staff recommendations.
Is there a second?
Second.
And motion's been made to approve staff recommendations by Supervisor Grover, seconded by Supervisor Monteith. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion's carried, 5-0.
Thank you.
Okay, we will now move to our scheduled matter of 6:35, In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority. Mr. Lambaron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doring. Jeff Lambaron, Director of Link to Care, the In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority of Stanislaus County. I'm here tonight to seek the board's acceptance of our selection of Wells Fargo Insurance of California as the insurance broker for the public authority and the authorization to sign the necessary documents. And Mr. Chairman, we have did you want to consider the consent calendar for the sitting as the public authority board? We have the consent calendar, which would be approval of the minutes from the previous meeting of June 24th, 2008.
Okay, I guess we're going to have to do that. Sorry, my mistake there. We should have done that before your presentation. There are motions to approve the consent calendar.
So moved.
A second?
You're staying for this?
Yes. I'll make a second.
Okay, a motion has been made by Supervisor O'Brien, seconded by Supervisor Grover to approve the consent calendar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And one abstention? Okay. Motion passes 4-0-1.
Thank you. Now I'll transition to the table and have a short presentation for you. So again, here tonight to seek acceptance of the selection of Wells Fargo as the insurance broker for length of care for up to 5 years, and then authorization to sign the necessary documents. What is an insurance broker and what do they do for us? Basically, the insurance broker helps us obtain the lowest insurance rates for the insured in-home supportive services providers. This is provided in fund number 1641 of the budget, and the budget is approximately $3.5 million. With that money, we go out and purchase health insurance for in-home supportive services providers who have met the necessary criteria to receive health insurance. So they help us facilitate problem resolution. Oftentimes we have disputes with the insurance carriers. They have people that should be on the insurance rolls that they don't have, so they help us with that. They provide specialized training for the staff so that we can give the best service to those insured, and they make sure that we send timely notification to those that are insured. For example, we were required by November 15th to send a notice to all insured IHSS providers that were of either 64 and a half or older, that the coverage that we provide is as good as that provided by the Medicare program. So that they help us with those kinds of things. And then in addition, we have worked out a deal with our broker. They provide the COBRA fees for our provider. So they do not make the payment to continue people on insurance after they lose the coverage, but they provide an enrollment fee cost. The current vendor charges $2 per month per insured person, and the insurance broker covers that cost so that we have more money to provide insurance to those covered providers. I'll give you a timeline. We had a similar item back on May 6th of 2006, and again, the board sitting as the public authority board authorized the selection of ABD Insurance for up to 5 years. In mid-2008, ABD Insurance was acquired by Wells Fargo. And then in late 2008, we were discussing health insurance with the IHSS Providers Union, the United Domestic Workers of America, and at that point they requested to participate in the NICS selection process for an insurance broker. So we honored that request and developed the criteria for the request for proposal, RFP. We issued the RFP on September 11th with a due date of October 9th. We assembled a team to review the proposals and make final selections by November 5th. And then here tonight to request approval of the selection. We had 7 vendors respond to the proposal. These are individuals and companies that are familiar with the IHSS program, but we also opened it up to anybody who would be willing to participate in the process. We had a 6-person evaluation team, including the union members. They either had insurance experience, they worked with the county and worked on the county health insurance process, or they worked in the IHSS program, or both. And then each team member did an independent evaluation. They went off on their own, reviewed all the proposals, did their individual scoring on 5 of the 6 criteria. Then we reassembled at the General Services Administration Purchasing Department and reviewed the final financial strength category completed the evaluation process and finished the rating. We rated them on their methodology, their experience and ability, their presentation, their professionalism and their responsiveness, their financial strength, the price, and the overall package, what did it feel like. Wells Fargo was selected as the top candidate in the evaluation process, and so we would like to seek acceptance of Wells Fargo as the insurance broker for the public authority for up to 5 years, and authorization for the director to sign the necessary documents. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Any questions for Mr. Lembaron? If I understand this report, then ADB Insurance is really Wells Fargo now. So
it was acquired in mid-2008. They changed names. The individual that services our account remained the same, but the company was acquired.
Mm-hmm. I guess we were satisfied with
That's why we did the process with, so that we just didn't get locked into always choosing the incumbent. We had independent raters, and this time we had the union participation. So all the team members went off separately and rated the proposals. We came back and we added up all the scores, and the incumbent came out as the winner.
Supervisor O'Brien.
I noticed price was only 10% of the criteria.
Yes.
Do they happen to be the lowest cost?
There was one in proposer that was lower. They did lower their commission by 0.5%. The price for us is a factor, but it's not the deciding factor, as the insurance broker gets their fees from the insurance company. So it's built into the rate, but there's no direct charge to us.
Any further questions? Okay, that's some direction of the board. Whether or not you want to accept the staff recommendations?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the senior staff recommendations.
Okay, motion has been made by Supervisor Chiesa to accept the staff recommendations. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, yeah, just about ready to die for lack of second. Okay, seconded by Supervisor Grover. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion's carried, 5-0.
Thank you,
Mr. Lembaron. Okay, we will now move to our scheduled matter for 6:40.
Adjourn.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. We have to adjourn this, don't we? Okay, there is no public forum for this, so we now stand as adjourned, this public authority. Excuse me. We don't do these that often, so. Okay, now we will move to our 6:40 scheduled matter. Sitting is the Redevelopment Agency, so we'll call the Redevelopment Agency to order. And we have a consent calendar on this. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar, unless somebody wants to pull something from the consent?
So move.
Okay, motion has been made by Supervisor Monteith to approve the consent calendar. Is there a second? Okay, seconded by Supervisor Chiesa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's carried, 5-0. Okay, we have no public forum, no other agenda items, and we stand adjourned. Thank you.
Nicely done, Director Ford.
Thank you. Well done.
Yeah, you're come back at any time. You can see his condition there. He got beat up by the board for taking too long the last time. Okay, rare tonight, we have no correspondence. I think that's the first time this year. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports?
I might just commend the students on the night they picked. It's about a 15-minute meeting.
Yeah, that's right. I wish you could have been with me in series last night. They spent an hour on the consent calendar. Okay, no reports? Legislative and fiscal management report, Mr. Robinson.
Yes, I will fill in a couple minutes of the students' time here. I do have a couple items to report to you today. The first is a report that I provide to you with some great sorrow. A good friend of local government and, in fact, a friend of mine passed away over the last several days after a prolonged battle with pancreatic cancer. Don Peterson, who's been the county's lobbyist for many years and has been involved in local government, first as a county supervisor and later as a lobbyist, one of the most well-respected non-partisan representatives in the lobbying industry in my entire tenure as a public employee. On the federal level, the omnibus bill did pass. We are fortunate that we are in this bill. We do expect the president to sign it. We have $360,000 for Tuolumne River Regional Park, and our interoperability program is in for $300,000. Would also note that the energy and water bill, which previously had been approved and signed into law, did include an allocation of $341,000 for Orostimba Creek. So we have had a pretty successful year relative to earmarks.
I'd like to see
one. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Hey, thank you, Mr. Robinson. Being no further business, this meeting stands adjourned.